despite a thousand photographs of a rusted nail. Don't worry about me, I'm just blowing out of steam. It's just too much. We all just want a little human touch. If it gets too rough, so
also released your EP Bare Bones last year, which is a collection of pared down versions of some of your songs, including Blood Alley. What was the inspiration for that one?
The band has always been a live band. I mean, we love playing shows, and you know what we have found over the years is that it's fun to change things up and do your songs differently. Otherwise, people can just hear the record at home. And so for several songs, you know, when we play them live, depending on the setting or the crowd, we might strip things down just to make it more intimate. And so some of those songs that we did on Dancing in Your Graves really had a special vibe when we played them more pared down in our shows. And we thought, oh, let's try recording them. And then that kind of grew into this idea of doing several more and putting out an EP. And so, yeah, we recorded the tracks live off the floor at 604 Studios. And again, it was just a fun way of for us rehearing our songs and hopefully allowing other people to hear them in a different format too.
You've toured extensively across the continent, played at all the big name clubs and lots of festivals. I'm sure you've made countless memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a very memorable one?
One show that stands out above the rest. I mean, it really is hard to pick one. I would be the first to admit that if I'm ever asked this, it probably changes each time because, you know, a new memory is sparked. But the one that's coming to me right now, we played, there's an amazing festival in Northern Alberta called the North Country Fair. And it is purposefully off the beaten path. There's no phone or cell signal where they have the festival grounds. And they hold it on the summer solstice. And we were playing, it was ourselves and Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer and a bunch of other bands. Fred Penner, I do remember Fred Penner was there. We all had our photo taken with Fred. and we played, you know, it must have been 10:30 at night on the longest day of the year. And it's still up there, Northern Alberta, it still felt like it was early in the day. And it was a magical show because everybody is so present. No one was on any type of device. They were all right there in the moment. And when we finished, we got off stage and we all kind of felt exhilarated by that hour we just had. And as we're walking off, a bunch of the volunteers came walking by and the festival organizers, and they just said, that was a great show. And we really loved it. And we wanted to introduce you to this one fellow who wanted to tell you something. And we said, sure, we'll meet this guy. So we have no idea who this guy is. But out comes walking this fellow who looks a little bit like Gandalf, if you can picture that. He's got a staff and a multicolored cape on. That's how I'm picturing it anyways. And he just said, that was a wicked show. Oh, you painted so many colors for me. And we all just said, thank you, thank you. What was your favorite color? And he looked at us and just blankly stated, mushroom. Mushroom was his favorite color. So maybe that had something to do with the crowd and the experience that they were having. But and I'll never forget that. And I think this guy was actually one of the founders of the festival. So he's pretty special to that environment there. But yeah, that's just one of the many, many beautiful moments we've had.
You mentioned that you're working on new music, but I know you've also got a lot of shows coming up. What's on the horizon for the matinee over the next few months?
Yeah, we're playing we've been doing a lot of BC, Alberta, Manitoba, Saskatchewan this year. So we're back. We've got a few dates in BC through the summer. We're over to Vancouver Island for a few shows and some festivals at the start of August. And then later in August, we hit the road again all the way to Manitoba and back before playing some more festivals at the very end of August in BC. So it's going to be a busy, busy summer. And I'm knocking on wood our van holds up because on the last tour, it decided to break down on a 13-hour drive from Manitoba to Jasper. And caused some real headaches and emptied the bank account, but somehow we made the show. It just always seems to work out that way.
Hope you have smooth sailing this time.
I sure hope so.
What's your website so we can keep track of those tour dates and new releases?
The website is thematineemusic.com, and everything's up on there.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your recent single, which is a cover of Float On by Modest Mouse. Tell me about your take on that song and how you came to choose it.
Well, like I said, we've been in the studio a bunch lately, just working on new material. And not every day you're showing up to the studio wide-eyed and fresh. So sometimes it takes a group effort to get into the day and into the recording. And we were sitting around one day in the studio and somebody put that song on and we just started playing along and it really just kind of happened. And we all thought to ourselves, that doesn't sound half bad. and so we just recorded it and then, didn't know what we were going to do with it. But then I remember researching the actual song. And when we realized that song came out, I think it was 2004, and it might have won a Grammy for Modest Mouse. We all realized, well, that's a special song. It's definitely, it still feels current, but it's that old. And we thought, why not put it out? And, you know, there's, in this day and age, you can put music out just as a single and see what it does. So we thought, why not? While we're waiting to put out our new music, our original music, we thought, let's float on a bit.
I love your version of it. Matt, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, thanks so much, May.
Sometimes life's okay. I let my mouth out a bit too much. What did I say? Well, you just laughed it off. It was all okay.